5, 6, 7, 8.
De Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy os presentamos el musical Chicago. En concreto, la adaptación realizada en 2002, dirigida por Rob Marshall y protagonizada por Richard Gere, Catherine Zeta-Jones y Renée Zellweger. La música original fue compuesta en 1975, el año en el que se hizo la primera adaptación de este musical, fue por John Kander y letra de Fred Ebb, y los arreglos y la adaptación para esta nueva versión corrieron a cargo de Danny Elfman, del que ya hemos hablado aquí en Radio Sefarad en varias ocasiones. El argumento nos habla de Velma Kelly, interpretada por Catherine Zeta-Jones, que es una mujer que trabaja en espectáculos de cabaret. Ella asesinó a su marido y a su hermana cuando los encontró juntos en la cama. Hemos de decir que esta historia de Chicago está basada en un acontecimiento que sucedió realmente en los años 30 y en Chicago. Velma nos da la bienvenida al show con este tema, All That Jazz.
All that jazz.
Por otro lado tenemos a Roxy, interpretada por Renée Zellweger, que es una joven actriz que sueña con triunfar en el mundo del espectáculo como su ídolo Velma Kelly. Ella también comete un asesinato y la policía la arresta. Al llegar a la prisión de mujeres, la pobre Roxy se queda impresionada con todas aquellas asesinas. Six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of The Cell Block Tango.
City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd fix him a drink, we'd have dinner, and then I found out. Single, he told me. Single my ass. Not only was he married, oh no, he had 6 wives. One of those Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home from work, I fixed him his drink, as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He took the power in his right. And then he used it. And he abused it. It was a murder and not a heart.
Now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner. Minding my own business, in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy, and he kept on screaming, "You've been screwing the milkman!" And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Meet Kirishikeri. Ось моя коя хирошло кумлеко к тому ферим. Ин ме глеше в тому фея. Да не ме гос. И нар тот лом бойок. Не, тудом. Мерт моя анкл сам хок ин дан там. Пробал том. Аренда шенген мег моя разни. Ти намер татек мег.
Yeah, but did you do it?
Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I had this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. Now, for the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, splits, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. So this one night before the show, we're down at the Hotel Cicero, the three of us boozing, having a few laughs. And we ran out of ice, so I go out to get some. I come back, open the door, and there's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming!
More than I could possibly say. He was a real artistic guy, sensitive, a painter. But he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and on the way, he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
De entre todas las delincuentes destaca Matron Mama Morton, la reina de la prisión, que gracias a sus contactos y amigos logra todo lo que desea en el interior de la cárcel.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the keys, the countess of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton!
La semana que viene continuaremos con una segunda parte de este musical Chicago. De momento, nos despedimos con When You're Good.
They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. Mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for Mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. I deserve a lot of tact for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragu, spice it up for Mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for Mama, she'll put out for you. world adores. So boost me up, my ladder kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I can bring this number two? When you're good to mama,